This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government is committed to make India a sporting superpower ahead of Olympics 2036. In a video address to launch the Khelo India Youth Games 2025, Mr. Modi said his government has increased the sports budget by 3 times over the past decade and allocated 4,000 crore rupees this year. Highlighting his government's top priority to promote sports and improve infrastructure, he said sporting events are now organized around the year, and even the National Education Policy has recognized sports by making it a part of mainstream studies.
Aaj desh mein 1000 se adhik Khelo India centers chal rahe hain. Inme 3 darjan se adhik hamare Bihar mein hi hain. Bihar ko to NDA ke double engine ka bhi fayda ho raha hai. यहाँ बिहार सरकार अनेक योजनाओं को अपने स्तर पर विस्तार दे रही है.
इंडिया हैज बिकम द फर्स्ट कंट्री इन द वर्ल्ड टू डेवलप जीनोम एडिटेड राइस वैरायटीज. एग्रीकल्चर मिनिस्टर शिवराज सिंह चौहान लॉन्च्ड फर्स्ट 2 जीनोमी एडिटेड राइस वैरायटीज डेवलप्ड बाय ICAR इंस्टीट्यूशंस. एड्रेसिंग द इवेंट इन न्यू दिल्ली, द मिनिस्टर सेड दैट दिस रिसर्च विल प्रूव टू बी अ माइलस्टोन इन प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदीज रेजोल्यूशन ऑफ विकसित भारत. ही सेड दैट दीज 2 वैरायटीज आर नॉट ओनली beneficial to farmers but also to the public. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that as a defence minister, it is his responsibility to work with the armed forces and give a befitting reply to those who cast an evil eye on India. The defence minister said this while addressing the Sanskriti Jagran Mahotsav in New Delhi. Mr. Singh added that as defence minister, it is also his responsibility to ensure the security of the country's borders along with the soldiers. Mr. Singh said that whatever the people of the country desire will happen under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
रक्षा मंत्री के रूप में मेरा दायित्व है कि मैं अपने सैनिकों के साथ मिलकर देश की सीमाओं की सुरक्षा सुनिश्चित करूं, और मेरा यह दायित्व है कि अपनी सेना के साथ मिलकर देश के ऊपर आंख उठाने वालों को मुंहतोड़ जवाब दूं. मैं आपको आश्वस्त करना चाहता हूं, प्रधानमंत्री मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में जैसा आप चाहते हैं वैसा होकर रहे.
The 50th annual meeting of the Board of Governors of Asian Development Bank, ADB, began at Milan in Italy yesterday. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is leading the Indian delegation at the 4-day event. The finance minister will participate in the annual meeting's focal events like the governor's business session, governor's plenary session, and as a panelist in the ADB governor's seminar on cross-border collaboration for future resilience. U.S. President Donald Trump has directed his government to reopen and expand Alcatraz, the former prison on an island off the coast of California. On a social media platform yesterday, President Trump said that for too long, America has been plagued by vicious, violent, and repeated criminal offenders, and the reopening of Alcatraz would serve as a symbol of law, order, and justice. In Peru, the bodies of 13 mine company guards, previously reported as kidnapped, were found in Patas province. According to local media, police reports said that the bodies were found bound and blindfolded in a mine shaft where they were repeatedly shot. Mining company La Pedrosa said illegal miners colluding with criminals kidnapped 13 workers who were providing services to an artisanal miner, which attests to the terrible deterioration of security conditions in Patas. In IPL cricket, host Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Delhi Capitals in Hyderabad this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Punjab Kings defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 37 runs in Dharamshala. In the first match yesterday, host Kolkata Knight Riders just managed to beat Rajasthan Royals by 1 run at the Eden Gardens. Researchers from United Arab Emirates University have created an enhanced technology for monitoring blood flow without surgery using pioelectric pressure sensors. This innovation measures crucial physiological parameters including blood flow velocity and viscosity by utilizing materials that generate electric fields when subjected to mechanical stress. And that is the end of this news bulletin.